Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is AgCentric Executive Director Keith Olander. Teach Ag Day is September 21st. Tell us the importance of ag education, not just in the state of Minnesota, but just in general.
Well, Whitney, I appreciate the opportunity. It really becomes a core element of agriculture industry. We think of that education, you know, the professional, the teacher at primarily the high school level that prepares the next set of talents, right? Bringing our youth forward. They often use the FFA organization as a tool to bring that forward. But when we think of the next generation of agricultural leaders, really comes out of this idea of agriculture teacher and the legacy that they leave in the classroom.
And what have some of the trends been like ag education-wise here in Minnesota? I know on the high school level, things have really been picking up.
Exactly. Yeah, we're seeing pretty dramatic expansion. Certainly as we compare it to historical context, it's one of the greatest expansions I've seen. You know, in my career is relatively short in terms of 30 years, but in that time frame, I've never seen expansion like we have it, where we've got schools bringing in agriculture, food, and natural resource programs at a rate that either they never had it or they had it 30 years ago, or they're adding additional instructors. And it seems to be geographically spread, but I think there's a little bit more emphasis on what I would consider northern Minnesota, anything north of 94. A lot of programs coming online and doing that. I just heard on the radio this morning a local school talking about their new ag program they just have launched this particular year. So growth is certainly there in that interest of where food comes from. And a curiosity around that, of course, how does it fit within our environment? Natural resources is certainly top of mind for a lot of students and, of course, a lot of curiosity. And so these programs are really thriving with a lot of numbers.
And there's a lot of opportunity for these students to go into some sort of a professional, at least ag-adjacent career path as well.
Exactly. That's the big driver right now is, it doesn't seem to matter what sector of agriculture you're talking about, business, agronomy, the sciences, even on farm production, just a lot of opportunity out there. You know, if we think of specific to farming alone, probably the more challenging side is just getting the financing or arranging access to land. But if we think of any of the supply systems that parallel after farm production to the store shelf or kitchen table, just a tremendous amount of opportunity in that, whether it's working with farmers through agencies like, you know, soil and water conservation districts or natural resource conservation service, a lot of opportunity, but certainly over in the ag lending and ag business. I've already mentioned agronomy, but we just, any of the feed lines, veterinary medicine, just opportunity after opportunity. So graduates coming out, it's not a matter of if I'm going to find a job. It's a matter of if I find where I want to work and what the particular locale is, because they can be fairly choosy because they're going to have 3 to 4 opportunities laying on their plate basically when they graduate.
Going a little beyond the high school education, there's also opportunities for continuing education in agriculture and things like that as well, or specific programs that are available. What are some of the things and ideas that are out there for those that are maybe looking for a career change or something along those lines in agriculture?
Sure. So we've got a fair number of options within our state. If I speak to ag ed specifically, as we're going to celebrate here tomorrow, this idea of entering into ag education, we've seen a number of folks enter that career, you know, after they've been out in industry for a while. And so we have the University of Minnesota Crookston, we have Southwest State University in Marshall, and then, of course, the University of Minnesota Twin Cities campuses all offer degrees in agricultural education for teaching specifically. But then if we move beyond just the teaching aspect and the opportunities in agriculture, you have the university level, which is certainly the bachelor's, master's, and beyond. But the technical colleges that we offer in Minnesota, you know, we've got 26 technical colleges. A lot of them offer degrees in agriculture, food, and natural resources. And, of course, they range anywhere from 10 months to 24 months, basically. But really are targeted in specific career pathways. And again, the opportunities are endless. It's just a matter of getting a degree and allows adults to pivot or even for youth coming out of high school just to enter in and take right off. Internship opportunities seem to be abundant all over. And so that allows, we're even seeing the opportunity for a high school senior even before they enter college to do some internship work, really to start to get their feet wet in a certain area and figure out if it's something that they want to do, you know, on a long-term basis.
Anything else that we should note about ag education trends or importance here before we let you go?
Well, I think the big thing is I hope that, you know, folks listening take it to heart a little bit of this idea of where food comes from and the folks that prepare it. It's pretty important that we maintain integrity in the system, and part of that integrity is that we've got talent that are willing to do so. Agriculture in general as an industry requires a lot of hard labor, and that isn't always attractive by everybody, but some hard labor, longer hours is certainly a career worth pursuing, and so I just think it's something that folks need to investigate, particularly as we think of, you know, influencing our youth in their career areas, to speak into them a little bit about the opportunities that exist and at least try it and see what that's like. Just as I think of our rural Minnesota economy in particular, critical that the ag industry remain strong, and that means that we need talent, and then the backside of that means that we need high school ag educators as well as post-secondary. And so anybody that can influence that, either with their youth or grandchildren or what have you, or even as businesses promote things, we just ask that they would do so just to maintain the talent pipeline for us as we go forward.
Well, thank you, Keith Olander, joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.